the month for the last year type thing, but we've basically been doing the same music for 7 years, so we haven't changed to become fashionable or part of some movement or something. So no, I don't think so. I think we take most of it with a pinch of salt. I mean, we get some very good press, but we get some very bad press as well. Some people really don't like the band, so I think we've always done what we've wanted to do regardless of the press. Yeah, I think people tend to be really sort of nosy about your personal life and stuff, you know, if you're in the public eye, so I mean, it's obviously a disadvantage, but it hasn't really affected us too much, so.
Well, do you like having to explain what, not necessarily what the music's about, but do you like having to explain about yourselves then, or do you find it a pain?
It's a pain. Yeah. It's not. It's not always relevant to the music either. I think there's certain facts about our background that people bring up that's irrelevant to the music. The fact I went to public school. Some people really like to kind of use that to illustrate some point, I'm not sure what, but they really just, you know, people having preconceptions of what you should be like if you went to public school. You know, there's a downside to things like that, but it hasn't really affected us, you know. Jace, we both met to form the band at art college. We both left school after our O-levels and went to art college to meet people to form bands and stuff. And basically, you know, there wasn't many people to form bands with, but we met each other type thing. Went from there.
Is it right that you were doing a state agency?
Yeah, I worked at a state agent for a year as well. Yeah, we've all done some pretty strange jobs filling in, you know, meanwhile, just to make enough money for your equipment and stuff early on. I mean, when we started doing gigs, they used to cost us to do them.
What's the worst that anybody's ever said about Spaceman 3 that you can remember?
The Emily and Cheese one. Someone played our first album at, they played it the first time at 45 and they said it sounded quite good. They said it had Emily and Hughes doing the vocals.
People who try to slag the band usually end up being the funny reviews.
Yeah, they're usually the good ones. You know, often they say all the right things, you know, because what they think is an absolute insult to us is like, that's what we're trying to do, you know.
And is there anything that you're really, really proud of about the band?
Everything, you know. I think I'm really proud that Mudhoney and Elvis Costello have picked one of our songs to you know, play live and stuff. I'm just really, you know, I think we're doing the music we set out to do, and I think we do it really well. I don't think we're bad at it. I think we do a really good job, so I'm well happy with it, you know. I think we've always produced ourselves and we've always concentrated on writing our own material, and we've obviously learned by our own mistakes, but it's really been worth it. We've really enjoyed it. Yeah. I think, you know, your question, would we change anything? I think if we had to, given the chance, I think we'd do it the same again, you know. We had a good time doing it.
Sweetest thing in life.
drugs questions are always, you know, a bit iffy, you know. It's a lot of people have got very strange preconceptions about people who take drugs. I mean, these people I'm talking about have never even taken drugs, and yet they have very strong ideas about what people who take drugs, what they do and how they live their lives and stuff like that. So I'm not sure it's ever done us any good talking about drugs, but we've always been honest about it. And I think there's a lot of bands who have found different drugs to be quite a large inspiration who don't actually admit to it. I think that's really a shame, you know, for whatever reasons, you know.